Thank you, the Remnant Choir. It was the sign language. It was really great. Only with mouth, but we can really glorify God with our body. Let's pray. The second service, the message titled The Walk of Faith with No Limit of the Life. As an introduction, we have to really restore this spiritual system inside of us. When we really worship, then that's when we can really restore this internal system in us. The Genesis 1:27, it says that the God created us in the image of God. Which means the 1 Corinthians 3:16, it's the same meaning. When the God Spirit indwells in us, we became the temple of God. In the heaven, there is the God's temple. On the land, there is a God's church. More specifically, yourself is the God's temple. So the heaven and yourself should be communicated. That's why God really make us. So that means when you really give worship, and then that's when you can really receive the blessing of the heaven. Not only the image of God, we should really have the life. And through the worship, we can really receive the healing. Because there is that life flourishing from us. Genesis 2:7. That God really actually put the breath of life into us. That's the same meaning with the Ezekiel 37. When God's word entered into us, and that's when we really become the living things. When the God's word really enters in us, from us, then we can really have this, we can produce the spiritual power. Then through the worship, you restore the God's image. When the God's word enters in you, you will have the healing, power, and the hope. Then after that, Genesis 2:17-18. Through us, then the blessing of the Eden will run through. Then that's the blessing of the church. Through the church, then the blessing will be really running through. So actually, God created this kind of spiritual system already in us. Then plus, we have to revive our brain. Why? Because your spirit is actually connected with the brain, your thoughts, and your mentality. So when you're really feeling depressed and all that, it's part of the reason is because you don't have the oxygen, your lack of oxygen. So through the deep breathing, you have to take the oxygen into yourself. Then spiritually, mentally, and physically, you have to really restore this system in yourself. Right now, you can just kind of sit in the front of the seat. Then you can really deeply breathe, and you can listen to the God's word. Then you can restore your brain. I'm really doing it, actually. So I'm really trying to speak slowly. Because interpreter, I overlap the interpretation. That's why I'm deeply breathing and then try to deliver this word of God You can fall asleep if you want. It's fine. Spiritually, mentally, physically, you have to restore. Then today's the message said that there shouldn't be any limit. We do have the limit. Human has the limit, isn't that right? But it's, in a way, it's wrong to say we don't have the limit, because the human do have the limits. There's someone who doesn't have this limit. That is the triune God. This triune God is actually with me. Because he doesn't have the limit. That's why if you believe in this triune God and you have no limit, that's what it means. That's what I know, I believe. But we do have the limit. Then, what's this limit? That is my imprint. What is imprinted in you is your limit. Then, you should discard this imprint from the past. Then you should have the answers for that. Because the past is rightful. And we are all living through this rightful past. Then what we gotta do is we have to reinterpret this past. You really have to reinterpret your past, and when you do that, then you can really overcome the limit of your past. That is the lost me. That means the real you had been lost, had been taken away. Yourself, finances, and all these things had been really taken away. In a different way to say this, you lost your true yourself. Then you lost the blessing of the finances. Then you lost your true success. Who is real you? You are not centered with yourself. The real yourself is actually centered with God. Because it was shifted from the centered with God-centered to the self-centered. Originally speaking, like these, we were really centered with God. So now we were God-centered, but we were separated from God. Why? Because we committed sins. So now Satan really made us the self-centered from the God-centered. We were not centered with finances. Why? Because all these physical things cannot really give us a life. Only the spirit can really give us the life. So we were centered with God's word. But as soon as we actually separated from God, and then we lost hold of that God's word, then we now became the centered with the physical, visible things. You centered with the money. We were not centered with success. Because God didn't really choose you to give you answers. Do you know why God saved you? To be with you. That's what we call the church. Originally, you are the unity. You are the church of God. You are someone that God is with. But as soon as you really are away from God, and then this image of God have been corrupted, But now you became the centered with all these visible answers, physical answers. All the God's word, the church, and God's image, everything got corrupted. Now you feel that you're responsible for yourself. You're the one to receive the answers for the sake of the physical things, and you will diligently live your life. Of course, there is someone who is better off than you. Even though you're trying so hard, but you still don't get the answers. All the time you compete against something, and you always try so hard to live your life. However, you can't really talk about this problem because you kind of knew that no one could understand. Then you are holding all these things into yourself, and then you were suffering. But actually, background of this is completely Satan, seized by Satan. That children of Satan will receive the answers of Satan. That is the suffering, pains, hardships. And sometimes you may have some good time, but after that you will have the emptiness, loneliness, and you have no choice but to receive the hard time. Why is that? Because from the beginning, everything was taken away, and there's no essence existed in you. From all by you were tempted, you committed sins, then you separated from God. Not only that, you were tied, you're seized. How exactly you were captured? As soon as you really you are away from God, you got kicked out from the Garden of Eden. Where exactly captured you? Without realizing, you had the background of hell and then living your life. So no matter what you do, the answer is the hell. And no matter what you do, you were in the fate of going to hell. And you were going through the life that you have no choice but to receive the confusion and the darkness. Then that's how you were. Then what was the God's will? God's will was to put you enter into the heaven. Then Jesus was actually healing these people and give them the answers in gospel. At the very end, this is what he said. That why I was called. That why God sent me here. To declare the God's kingdom. You've been captured by the background of hell. But God's will is to put you enter into the heaven. That's why God's kingdom, Christ was really sent so that you can re-enter to the God's kingdom. As soon as you met Christ, as soon as you accepted Christ, you were completely out from the background of the hell. No matter where you are, no matter what kind of problems you actually have in you, no matter what kind of hardships, if you fight with people, you are still in the God's kingdom. You have received all the God's, all the commissions, hope from the God's kingdom, and so that you can really see, you can really understand the value of the God's kingdom. That's why God even gave you the experiences of the hell. Then you are tied up. This is the misconception. The money tied me. I am tied by the physical problems, the spiritual problems. Is that really true? As soon as you met Christ, then you received the true freedom. The problem is not really tying up. That Satan is the one who is really tying you and the disbelief that is in you is actually tying you up. The background of the hell is actually tying you up. And then physically speaking, it's rightful to receive the problems. And then mentally speaking, you have no choice but to have the problems. Then you have no choice but to just receive the curses. As soon as you accept Christ, all these things, that's where you came out. You are not really tied up by all these environmental problems in front of you, because problems are not the problems. Your imprint is just really captured by this part. Then you are actually free from this. You are actually influenced by your own disbelief. Nothing is actually tying you. Your own thoughts, your roots, and then your imprints are actually tying you up. As soon as you really received the Christ and you met Christ, and then all the things, the problems had been really solved. You really have to, with the Word of God, you have to really reinterpret your own past. Why did I really have this kind of past? It was really rightful. What did God do? God really had the plan of the salvation. And then through the grace that only Jesus can really do, from all this, you are now free. Not only that, then you should really think about today's imprint. That was the message. Israelites actually came out from Egypt. What was not changed? Essence was not changed. Indeed, they were out from these problems. But why did they have the limit all the time in the life of the wilderness? Because the very most important essence was not imprinted in them. Why God had the Israelites going around for 40 years in the wilderness before they actually conquer the future? There is the essence that should be imprinted in us. That is the essence that need to be imprinted in us this week. The triune God is with me. That's what you really have to imprint in you, because that's everything. There's nothing more. What is the gospel? This triune God is with me. That's what you believe. There's nothing more or less. It's not the answer. It's not the miracles. It's not the work. Gospel is this triune God is with me right now. For the sake of this, God really sent the Jesus Christ to me. Israelites, this part was not imprinted in them. They experienced the miracles. They even crossed the Red Sea. They crossed the Jordan River. Every day from the above, they received the bread, they had the meat. Then no one died because of the hunger. But why many people had the failure? Because this essence was lost. Why God always talked about the covenant of the ark, three feasts, tabernacles, the worship? Who is with you right now? This God is the one who is with you right now. This God is the one who really planned your past and gave you everything. This God is the one who is with me even now. You are saved. That means you can't be destroyed because of these problems in the past, but that covenant is not yet imprinted in you. So when you really have the problems, you go back to your old yourself. Again, you worry, you calculate, then you're going to judge the people. Then you will just pray until this some miracle will happen. But actually, it's enough for us to really have this gospel. Until this gospel is imprinted in you, then the worship is not worship. The prayer is not prayer. Because after all, if we don't have this imprint, just like Israelites, we will just keep talking about ourselves. Then with our mouth, you know, maybe may your will become upon us. However, in ourselves, we say that please give me the answer as soon as possible. Please work upon me. What's the reason for us to lose hold of this essence? That is the limit of myself. Because that's your thought. That's what every day you should really pray about this. This triune God is with me. What does that mean? Matthew 16:16. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who is the Lord? Lord is the one who really crushed the head of Satan. Who is this, my Lord? The true priest who really forgave our all this disbelief and sins. Who is our Lord? Then he really liberated us from the background of the hell. And he changed our status as the prophet to really change our background. So it's not really like you accept him, but you accept him as the Lord of your life. You will rely on God about the past, present, and future. Why? Because originally speaking, my life belonged to God. And then God really had this perfect plan for me to save me. Even today, perfectly, he is with me. In the future, he is really guiding us so that he can really guide me in the future. And this God really said something important today. John 14:16-17. I will send the Advocator, Holy Spirit. Why the Holy Spirit indwelling in you? For the sake of the work, for the sake of evangelization, for the sake of the answer. The reason for the Holy Spirit indwelling in you is to have the communion. That's nothing more. What will be the things that will really make the God happy? Of course, giving you the answer, maybe. So without you giving the answer, he still can work upon you. However, the biggest hope for God is to have the communication. That's why Revelation, it says that God will share the meal with us. But we don't really choose to communicate with God. Just like a beggar, we will say, please give me, give me, give me. Please do this for me, do this for me. Now, why do you feel that your child is keep asking you, please give me this, give me that, do that, do that? To the pastor, if I do that to the pastor, he will hit me. Then what God really wants me to do is to have the communication with him. Why? Because God really wants me to enjoy the being with God. That's when all the wrong thing imprinted in me will be really changed. It's not really like some action will make you heal. The real healing is to really enjoy this blessing, because you really know that it's enough and that's everything. So this grace is just enough for you. Then you will just stop doing certain things. You will try not to do the certain things. It's very difficult. If you enjoy the better things, and then you will let all these old things go. Through the worship every day, through the God's word, you just need to enjoy the essence of the gospel. Triune God is with me. Good time or bad time, crisis or the success, every day you enjoy Emmanuel. For that, Matthew, you really have to focus. Even for 5 minutes every day, you really have to have that time to really focus on God. The time that you can really focus on only this gospel. The time, the happy time that you really can enjoy and communicate with God. Then one day you will realize that your Moses, your Jeremiah, it will be gone. That's why. Then God really extend your life even today. Then how can you really enjoy that the destroying God is with you? Of course, there is all the different depth. The depth that you, how much you really know about God, and all the height of the faith, everything is different. You don't have to compare any of those. Only one thing, God really gave you the Word of God. Because through the God's Word, you can really understand and know God. Through God's Word, you can really see how wide the love of God is. Through God's Word, you will know that what's the gospel, what's the fundamentals, what's the prayer, what's the evangelism. Isn't that right? Through God's word, you can understand all the things. Why? Because through God's word, He will show His will. The Exodus 22, 12. It says, the word of the wise are like goats. They are collected, saying, like firmly embedded nails. Just like embedded nails. Well, God's word should be really imprinted deeply in yourself. So in the introduction, this is what I said. We really have to restore these things first. The word of God will not really embed it because you're at the place of the God's word is declared. You really have to prepare your vessel to receive the word of God. That's what God, the Bible says. Before you listen to the God's word, you have to reconcile with others. It's very important. And that someone told me this. It was the great advice. On Saturday, don't fight. She told me, if you fight, do that during the day. How can I decide on that? If you gotta fight, fight during the day, weekday. On the Saturday, you really have to reconcile. Then you have to prepare for the God's word so that your God's word will enter into yourself. When you really receive the God's word in you, Then you will realize what need to be changed. Then naturally, these things will be changed. When God's word enters into you, this is what I have to discard. When I try to discard, that's what you can't, because it's imprinted. But this imprint can be changed only by God's word. You can really seek by the God's word what the God's plan is. When you really pray, you shouldn't lose hold of this prayer. Just like first service, before you actually have the problems, you have to pray. In a daily basis, you really have to enjoy the prayer. Then you listen to the word of God, the pulpit message. So this God who is with me is the one who really made this past, and the Christ who is with me is the one who really saved me from this impossible place. I have nothing to be worried about. It's enough for me to really pray in the name of Jesus Christ, because this Holy Spirit will be working in me and upon me. If you really receive the God's word like that, deeper and deeper, all this limit and then imprint will be disappearing. Because you will realize that the God's covenant will not have any limit. Because you will know that this God's covenant will be really leading you. That's a walk of faith. But what you do is not the walk of faith. You don't have the limit in your life, which means that God's word and covenant will be guiding you. This covenant is really formed, and then fulfilled by the word, by God. Then you can really have the imprint for the future. Deuteronomy 11, 21 to 25. 21. Your days and the days of your children, which means the remnant. What's your future? The remnants will have the imprint of this. Each remnant can really have the imprint of the Triune God and be able to pray. And that's why God is telling us to really have the three courtyards. Then this week, this Friday, we have the homestay. The same thing with this homestay. You really have to imprint this. It's also said that you will possess nations larger and stronger than you. Who is stronger and larger? That is the multi-ethnic. Because through you, the multi-ethnics will be really revived, because all the multi-ethnics will have the same problems. We have all these experiences and all these things are different, but the fundamentals are the same. Then what really God wants them to do is also the same. So we just need to deliver all this covenant adjusted to these people. That every place where you set your foot will be yours, which means the regions. All the regions, wherever you set your foot, is yours. That's why you have to go to the field. Then through this week, and then all this, the regional Taraban is about the inviting camp. And these people need to be really invited. And all these things need to be really explained. This kind of past is the very rightful. Then you had all this past, then you have no choice. Then this triune God is with you, then everything will be really changed. Then all this past will be really used for the sake of the future be revived. Then lastly, no one will be able to stand against you. What will be standing against you? That is the disease. That's why we need to have the courtyard of the healing. How many of them are really around you to be healed? Physically, mentally, maybe the sickness in the finances, sickness in the human relationships. There's only one answer to heal that problems, to heal that disease, that triune God, that gospel. As soon as this gospel enters in them, then that's everything is finished. I'm not saying that no physical things or material is needed. Of course, we do need to have all this success or everything, but all those things should be really happening after the healing. The true healing is done when this triune God is imprinted in me. But when this is imprinted, then I'm not going to have any disease. That's not what it means. You still may have the disease. But Paul really had the disease remain in him. But it was really there, given to him, so that he can really understand much deeper about the triune God. And those who got really healing is the summit. That's when God really gave you all the blessings to you. Throughout this week, you may really face to the limit of your life, but it's rightful. Because you're lost out of the essence. In other words, if this is imprinted, then everything is done. You listen to the first message like repeatedly in the name of Jesus Christ, then this covenant will be imprinted in you throughout this week, rightful past, necessary today, and the absolute future. Through all these things, and let this essence of the gospel be rooted in us. Let's be able to meet someone who received this answer. Let's really meet the evangelism disciples, and let's really receive the blessing of the regional evangelization. Let us pray.